subtle skills, big results.
Welcome to the Ninja Selling Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Ninja Selling Podcast. I'm Matt and he's Garrett, and you are you. And we are so happy that you're here with us, joining us for this episode of the Ninja Selling Podcast. Very quick intro, guys. If you're not part of our community, head over to Facebook and search for the Ninja Selling Podcast. Join over 15,000 people who have very similar interests into Ninja, just like you. And if you want to learn more about coaching or training, head over to ninjaselling.com. You can click on coaching up there at the top if you want to be connected with an incredible coach who can help guide you on your journey along the ninja path. But we got a fun little topic here that, Garrett, you brought up. Got me like riled up just a little bit.
We had like four other topics. We're like, what if this one? What if that one? I'm like, well, what if we did this? And you're like, oh, that's it. We're doing that.
Yeah, because this is something that does bother me. And you brought up a great point to it. So I'd say let's get right into this.
Yeah.
And talk about how realtors need to stop predicting the future.
Please, 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 please stop predicting the future. We've watched this backfire, Matt, so many times. And, you know, for an industry, especially ninjas out here, and I love all of our ninjas, and a lot of people are attracted to ninja because they don't want to act like a salesperson. They don't want to show up as a salesperson. And it's interesting, anytime you start predicting the future to help people make decisions right now, you are walking about a 50-50 shot of being right or being a salesperson, trying to encourage them to make a decision either way. And some of the things that we can predict, I mean, I get it. There's some stuff we can see the writing on the wall. We've done this long enough.
Sure.
I've been doing this been in this business around this industry since what? I mean, I don't know, since I was born. There are certain things that I understand and I can see from a mile away. There's other things that are out of our control. And as much as we think we understand what's going to happen, I haven't met somebody who's smart enough to predict it. And let's just throw it on the table, Matt.
Yeah.
Interest rates right now.
Oh, gosh.
Stop it.
Yeah. Like this. You know, we did the episode on date the rate, marry the house, which has become a phrase that I despise. I'm just going to say it.
And by the way, we got a ton of feedback, not all positive on that episode. I had people reach out to me saying, I think you're wrong.
And that was 2 years ago, right? That was 2022 when people were like, oh yeah, don't worry. And like 23, the rates didn't really go down. And then, you know, coming into this year, Garrett, it was kind of like the same thing. Hey, you know, hey, predictions are. And there's a difference between sharing what is being reported as predictions. There's a difference between sharing trends and saying to somebody something like you were saying before we started recording, well, just wait until rates go down, what it's going to be like to try to compete for a house. And yeah, I agree.
You think inventory is bad now.
Yeah. And listen, I agree. If rates did go down, that it is going to be crazy. But to tell a current buyer, you know, and I said this and people say, well, Matt, you've told us this. It's like, no, if you listen closely to how we have conversed about this, it's talk through all the scenarios with your clients, discuss all of the things, because ultimately the reason why people are in front of you wanting to buy or sell now is not because of interest rates or price trends. Yeah. It's because they want to make a change in their lifestyle. And we should be aware of what could happen, but it should all be centered around their decision of what do they really want to do right now based on the current market. And so, Garrett, anyway, interest rates back in sevens and people are like, well, what happened? I thought they were supposed to come down.
Well, that's my, so what all we know is right now. And this is what, when you want to be a true trusted advisor, your number one job is interpreting the current situation that's in front of us right now. This is the situation. This is the amount of inventory. This is the interest rates that we're dealing with. This is the amount of sales that are currently going on. This is the amount that homes are selling from, you know, list price to sales price. This is the days on market we're currently dealing with. Like, we can look at that right now. And Matt, as you were saying, where we get ourselves into trouble is saying, you know, when someone says, should I buy right now? And we start saying things like, well, just what's going to happen? Like, if you don't do it now, and this is where my skin starts to crawl. If you don't do it now, what's going to happen is interest rates are going to drop here in the future, because that's what everybody's predicting, is that interest rates are going to drop. And then what's going to happen is the inventory level is going to drop. Also, it's going to turn into this mad fighting zone again for home. And man, won't you be lucky that you did it right now? Like, this is your opportunity right now. This is where all of a sudden, if I bought a home, let's say 6 months ago, and I was going, I'm getting ahead of this right now. Like, I'm getting ahead of this because of this crazy feeding frenzy, because interest rates are going to drop even more. And then I can refinance and all this stuff. And now I watch interest rates go up. There is a side of me that says, well, hey, you know what? We did get at a lower interest rate. That's pretty good. But it's like this whole story and song and dance that was told to me doesn't quite add up. It doesn't quite make sense. And this is where we should not be making predictions about this. There's lots of other training companies out there right now that are putting out information about, like, they've been doing about interest rates are going to drop, interest rates are going to drop. And they're not dropping. And it's like, at some point you sit there and go, well, how much do you really know about what's going on? Like, I come to you for answers and I come to you for direction, and you're the one that keeps giving me information that's not right. It's not adding up. It's not working that way. You don't want to be that person. We do have the ability, again, of interpreting what's in front of us at this moment in time.
If it becomes so poignant on this thing, right? If this is the thing that you are going to use as a realtor to try to encourage your buyers and sellers to take action, whether the intent is right or wrong, as you said, Garrett, if you're sitting there and you bought a house, you're like, okay, I got a lower interest rate, but it kind of just feels now like my realtor said that to get me to do it. Like, I'm happy with the house. Like, you could be, I'm not saying people are like being forced into situations. At the end of the day, buyers and sellers are making their own decisions, and we cannot be responsible for the decisions that they make.
Yep.
However, I could see you sitting there and saying, you know, even though John's my friend and he was my realtor, you know, kind of felt like I was being pushed through, and next time around, maybe I'll look for somebody else.
Would I have bought if that wasn't said to me? Like, would it have spurred me to go, we should act now?
Right.
Maybe it caused me to have a conversation with my spouse of going, hey, I talked to Matt, and Matt said, you know, if this happens, we're going to be in that crazy feeding frenzy that we had happen back there. And everybody's saying rates are coming down, so if we act now, we can get ahead of that. And then all of a sudden it doesn't happen. And then all of a sudden I now have my wife sitting at the table with me going like, hey, way to go, Mr. Low Interest Rate. Like, look at that. Like, I mean, it's just a weird situation that can get created.
It's weird. And the crazy thing is, if the other situation where like rates came down, you'd be like, whoa, John was amazing. Nostradamus over there predicting this thing. And like, this is so cool. But you also don't want your testimonials to rely on like, oh, you got to use Garrett because he knows the future, right? Because that can get you in a lot of trouble too.
So, well, look at this. So here's the opposite side of it, Matt. So, okay, so interest rates dropped, and I don't have the time frames in my head. Maybe you can look it up because you're a master of looking up information quickly. But if you look at like when interest rates dropped and they went low, and we all walked around going, oh my gosh, like, can you believe it? The interest rates are in the four. Oh my gosh, they're in the three. Somebody just got a three. We walked around forever, I feel like, going, you want to take advantage of this because interest rates are going to come up. You're going to lose this interest rate. And then a year passes and it's still in the fours and in the threes. And we're like, hey, you got to act quickly on this because interest rates are going to come up. And it's still in, and it's just like, oh my gosh, at some point, he's looking at the info now.
Yeah, interest rates, this is a nationwide number here, hit about 3% for the first time in this cycle, July 2020, went a little bit above 3% during the spring of 2021 when it was still crazy pandemonium, but didn't solidly climb again above 3% consistently until the end of 2021 when all of a sudden things started skyrocketing in 22. So we had about a year and a half of solid like 3% or below 3%. That's a long time.
And realtors were talking about like any day now, it's going to go back up. Any day, we got to move quickly because any day it's going to go back up.
Any day did come. It came in January of 2022 and went basically from 3% all the, like throughout that entire year, climbed all the way up to 7%.
This is the prediction side though. This is that moment that I kept saying, guys, stop telling people that interest rates are going to like, and I found myself doing it, going, this is crazy. It can't stay down here this long. Like, at some point, the money doesn't work to stay down here this low, this long.
Here's the other thing, though. Like, how quickly do these things really change? I'd say this interest rate change that took place in 22 was really fast. And it went from 3 to almost 6, I'm looking here, in about 6 months, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. A lot can happen in 6 months, right? I mean, life changes can happen in 6 months.
Yep.
Not everybody wants to wait 6 months to see what's going to happen to determine whether they're going to buy or sell a house. And so even though things can happen fast with it, like, why are we pinning somebody's buying and selling experience on predicting the future of home prices or interest rates? Because home prices come into this too. When people are like, oh, well, when inventory changes and all this stuff, like, who cares? What are you trying to accomplish with your buy or sell?
Yep.
That's what I want to know. And here's what we have.
But let's okay. So I'm looking at the 30-year mortgage rates also. And so let's take the 3 out of the equation. I remember when it went below into the 5s for the first time. We're talking like 2011, 12, like it dropped into about the 5s. Right?
Yeah, right around, 2010, 2009 it dipped in, and 2010 was when we solidly started going below, yeah.
So that's when I heard people saying, it's not going to stay this low, it's got to go up at some point, so you got to get this low interest rate, and then it went lower, and they're like, oh my gosh, it's so low, it's got to go up at some point. So that conversation went on for a good solid 10 years, and about 5 years into it, I started telling everybody I coach, stop it. Stop talking about interest rates are going to go up. As of right now, it's just this old broken record, and you're wrong every single time. It's not making you look good. And I think that that's the interesting thing of us trying to predict rates right now. Historically, they were crazy low for like 2010 to 2020, 2022.
Yeah.
Yes, they're up right now. They're still not historically high.
No.
They're actually a really good rate right now is what it is. It's a really good rate.
And I'll say this. I know we're Monday morning quarterbacking this a bit here. And
I know it's awesome.
And I want to say, like, listen, like, we all make mistakes in terms of taking information and how we use it, right? And that's not what we're talking about. We're not saying that you can't share what economists are predicting certain things with the housing market. You should share those things because your clients are looking at it, right? The key is to share everything and say, hey, this is just a prediction, because you can also look at the change in predictions of interest rates. I believe the last thing I saw was now they're predicting maybe low 6 by summer, whereas last year they're like, oh, we're going into the 5s again, baby. And now they're changing their predictions. And honestly, who knows where they're going to go? Because the fact still remains that people looking to get pre-approved today are staring at a 7 potentially, right? Given, I mean, obviously there's a whole lot of factors that go into what rate people are going to get. So sharing that information and then having your people go through the process and get pre-approved and figure out, well, what rate are you really qualified for? Because here's the other thing. We can talk about rates all day long, and then your clients can go get approved and find out that, oh, but not for me. Or, ooh, look, I actually get a better rate than what people are saying out there. So a lot can change. So what's most important here is making sure that you're walking your people through a process, asking lots of questions, and going through the scenarios. Because I think it's fair to say, hey, Garrett, here's what they're predicting, you know, and maybe it could be a good idea to get ahead of this frenzy here that could potentially be coming. But let me ask you another question too. If that doesn't happen, are you comfortable with going through this process right now and buying a house? Oh yeah, because we really want this.
I would like to see another graph that is the predictions to how often the predictions were right. Like, because that's where I get.
This is why economists make lots of predictions, so they can always go back to some point in time where they were right.
There are some that are better than others, and I've mentioned their names before. We're not going to get into that right now, but I think it's really interesting is that I think we need to share the predictions, the economists and the educated people out there that can sit here and say, look, based on all this information, this is very likely what we're going to be seeing here coming up in the future. That's their job. That's what they've built their entire career around, is understanding and analyzing that data so we don't have to do it.
It's really fun if you Google how often are economists correct, and you get all these
But I think that that's also like, if I was helping somebody buy a house right now, I would share with them, here's what the economists are saying, here's what we're seeing in the horizon. But we also need to understand that I have watched this be very wrong so many times. Mm-hmm. And this is not what we need to sit here and say, I'm banking my entire decision on about why I'm buying or why I'm selling right now based on the predictions of the future. All we know is of what's in front of us right now. And that's the most important thing that you need to help your clients understand, is that anytime you're predicting on the future, you're gambling.
Yeah.
And I've asked people before, like, how comfortable are you gambling? How often do you go to the casinos and risk it all on black and go like, come on, let's get, like, hopefully we're going to get lucky here right now. That's a prediction of the future that you're basically putting out there. And sometimes you're going to win and sometimes you're going to lose. But as a real estate agent, as their trusted advisor, don't be gambling for them and don't be setting them up in a gambling situation. All you need to do is give them the right information and they can choose what game they want to play. They can choose their odds. They can say, you know what, I feel like I'm playing roulette tonight, or I feel like I'm going to play a safe hand of blackjack. Like, I understand the game. Thank you for educating me and I'm going to go play it.
And I think a lot of realtors share a lot of this out of hope too, right? Because it has become harder for people to buy a house, right? It's become more expensive, I should say. Harder is going to be a relative term. It's become more expensive. And I think a lot of people are hoping for the people in their database that have been struggling to figure out how to make the financial side of purchasing work. They're like, they really want those rates to come down so that those people can see a different financial picture. And I get that. However, I think that we're into this long enough now and watching trends overall and understanding just how money works. And there's a whole bigger financial discussion going on here. But I think talking to your people about just helping them get ready for whatever might come. Be like, hey, you know, well, let's say interest rates don't come down. What are some things that you guys might want to be working on to make sure that you can, if this is something you really want to do? What are some other things? Like, do you have a financial advisor you can talk to? Do you have a financial coach? Do you have somebody that can help you with certain things? Because if a difference in $100, $200, $500, $600 a month payment, whatever it might be, is the deciding factor on whether you buy or don't buy or stay put or whatever, then maybe there's some other things we want to look at based on what you want your lifestyle to be too.
Yep.
Right? Because as the realtor, you don't have the answer for them. They have the answer. It is up to the buyer or seller to figure it out. We don't have the answers. We just don't. And I think we want to have the answers, but we can't.
And Matt, also, you know, we run into a situation that for homeownership, it's not like people just go, oh, well, I guess homeownership's not for me then. I guess that's never going to happen. What you're right is they do walk away and we can come up with a plan and saying, well, okay, so the parameters have changed. Interest rates are more than what we were initially thinking when we started this plan, or you guys were dreaming about it. The payment's going to be like, how do we make it work? Is it still something that's important for you to have? Now I'm going to change this into something a little bit more frivolous than homeownership just for fun. Bring it back to cars for a second. Is that, let's just use a 21 window VW bus, an old bus back from the 60s and the 70s. 60s, I think, is when they're making the 21 windows. And if anybody's not knowing what that is, if you've ever seen a little cute bus, Volkswagen bus pass you down the road with the windows all along the roof line, around the corners in the back, and they got it's awesome. A true 21 window bus, if you bought it brand new, was a $3,000 vehicle. And you can, you know, people back then were like, oh man, like these are so cool and whatnot. And they saved up for them and they bought them. Over time, that's a $100,000 vehicle now. If you want to find a true 21 window that came from the factory that way, then there's people today that look at it and go, I wish I would have. Wish I would have. Maybe it's not in my cards anymore. Maybe I'll never own one. Maybe that's not in my thing. Now, there's people like my wife who I can talk cars with her all day long, and she will just be like, oh my gosh, can we please stop talking about cars? I don't want to talk about cars anymore with you. Like, I love you, but we don't want to do this anymore. Unless I bring up a 21 window bus. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh my gosh, they're my favorite. And it's like, all right. So it's like, there's this weird spot in there of like, could I see myself at some point trying to figure out how to buy one because I want to see the smile on my wife's face when I get to pull one of those into the driveway? It's got to be the right color. I realize that. I've shown her some and she's very picky about these things. But it's interesting, is it like, are there dreams you're not willing to give up on and you will try to figure it out? You will try to make it work because we only got one life here and we're going to try to live the best life we possibly can. I think for a lot of these people out here is, Matt, going back to what you said, is like, I think there's a lot of realtors hoping for a better interest rate, hoping for a better situation so more people have the opportunity to do this. People are resilient and they will figure things out if they want it bad enough. And that's where I think we need to help our people understand, what are they really trying to accomplish? What are the parameters? What do they need to be able to get there? Because they're not willing to just be like, oh, I guess I'm not going to be a homeowner.
Yeah.
I'm not willing to do it. My wife might be willing to say, I'm not willing to be a Volkswagen 21 window owner. I'm not convinced that she's committed yet enough. So we'll see.
Well, and so I think this goes to, instead of trying to predict the future for your people because you want to have the answers for them, which I get. And so I apologize if I was a bit harsh before, but move from predicting the future to discussing and mapping the dreams, because you can map those dreams regardless of what the future may hold for prices and interest rates and all the things, because there's a lot more than just an interest rate that goes into buying a house, because it's not like, oh, cool, interest rates are down, I'll just go buy that house that I've always wanted. Oh, wait, Garrett bought it last fall when his realtor told him that you want to do it now before it just rates drop. We're like, well, I guess I'm not getting that house. Right? So stop predicting the future and help your people map their dreams. That's going to be my stamp.
I love it. No, Matt, we jumped into this one knowing that this was going to be a little bit of a quicker episode, but I feel like it was packed with a lot of good stuff. At least it felt good on our end.
Yeah.
We feel great about this.
Yeah. If you guys hated it, let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
I want to know if we got some bad stuff going out too. We hear a lot of great feedback from you guys, which is amazing. But if you do have some constructive things that you want to share with us, you know, I might cry a little bit.
Only with Matt. I'm very sensitive. Only shared the constructive stuff with Matt. I'm just going to live in my
own bubble. I may cry, but it's okay.
My own bubble.
It's okay. I don't mind.
Well, again, we appreciate you tons. Thanks for everybody for tuning in, paying attention as you always do. As Matt said, if you have any feedback for Matt, make sure you post that on the Facebook page.
Tag me in it. Don't tag Garrett.
You can do whatever you want to comment. Put that out there. In the meantime, if you want to learn more about our coaching program and the coaches, we have 28 amazing coaches. Probably going to be bringing on some more coaches, because we have lots of you coming looking for help with Ninja and wanting to take your businesses to the best level they can. As I tell everybody, your goals are our goals in the coaching world. We don't try to turn anybody into anything. People come to us saying, I want to build this. I want to see this in my life. And our job is to help you achieve that and to get there, matching, mirroring Ninja with it. So we'd love to hear from you. Go to ninjaselling.com. You can click on the coaching tab. You can go to Ninja Coaching. And if you want to share time with a whole bunch of like-minded individuals, over 15,000 people in the Facebook podcast, Facebook community right now, go check it out. We'd love to see you there. And until next time, Matt, always enjoy my time with you. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in.
Appreciate you, Garrett. Get with us.
Who am I?
Wow. Appreciate you, Garrett, and everyone who's listening. Have a great day.
If you enjoyed today's episode and would like more, visit us at theninjasellingpodcast.com.
There you will also find links for more information about Ninja Selling and coaching. Have an incredible day.